Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
You don't have to have faith in this team. You don't have to. Why would you? I feel stupid for having faith in them in the Philly series. I wound up being right, but that was dumb. It was dumb to have faith in them. No, I don't think you have to have faith in this group. I don't think you have to have faith in this team. They give you no reason to believe in them. They choke.
Jason, why do you think this team is so comfortable in chaos?
That's a great question. I wish I didn't know the answer. For some odd reason, we always seem to make it a little bit tougher on ourselves. But what I do know is that, you know, you can see the true character of a person, of a team when things aren't going well. Believe that the guy next to you is going to do whatever it takes and go down fighting if it don't work out.
That's just great footwork down there by Caleb Martin.
Hard screen. Put in by Tatum. Timeout, Miami.
They let us get two, so don't let us get another one.
Tatum and Strus across the lane. Smart for the triple. Perfect again. Off to White. A three. White with his third triple and 11 points for the Celtics.
Why is it that your confidence and the group's confidence remains so high given the way the last two games unfold?
Because the last two games are not who we are. We are going to win the next game.
That's number one goal. Take care of the next game, one game at a time. We can't look too far ahead. Ouch. And make sure that we got...
Good job, Grant.
I'll see y'all Saturday, Miss Lourdes.
Fat Dan Levitard.
I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah!
And we go back to South Florida for a big game coming up on Saturday night.
They let us get two. Don't let us get another one.
Do you have faith in the Celtics? George Michael, Fred Durst style. Do you? Hey, you can call us up. Hour number three. Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. Excellent work, as always, from Ryan Garvin. Taking you back through Game 5 last night. We'll get to your phone calls momentarily. 617-779-7937. I saw that Barkley thing. Was that at halftime or was that before the game? Before the game, Ryan?
It was pregame.
I know you were there, Mego, somehow not jinxing the Celtics. Arcan was there as well. So I, like Ryan, was watching on my television last night. When Barkley was talking about the lovely mother of Dan Levitard and then turned to the camera and called Dan Levitard and his dad fat.
You know, Dan Levitard's a great friend of mine. His mom's name is Lourdes. She's the sweetest lady in the world. And she married this old fat old man. I'll see y'all Saturday, Miss Lourdes. I love you. I'll see you Saturday. Guarantee it, then. Hey, guarantee it. Fat Dan Levitard and your fat daddy. Sweet Miss Lourdes, I'll see you Saturday. Guarantee.
I mean, my goodness, to say I was cackling when I saw that is just doesn't even do it justice.
It's even worse than what he says about the women of San Antonio.
No, it's true. That is true. I believe Levitard fired back, by the way, with a picture of his dad just flipping off Barkley.
Fat Dan Levitard and your fat daddy. Sweet Miss Lourdes.
Did he look fat?
Who?
His dad. The picture.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Poppy's in the greatest shape these days. Yeah, no, I don't know what shape he ever was in. But yeah, I would say, you know, I'm not saying Barkley's wrong.
I wouldn't throw too many stones.
It wasn't a mischaracterization.
No, I wouldn't throw too many stones in that glass house over there, Chuck.
No, but Barkley's been flexing these last couple of games.
Yeah, what is that? He keeps talking about his body fat. What's that all about?
Body fat competition with Shaq. I'd say probably neither one of you guys. You probably guys, they're in good shape for their 50s. Pushing 60s. Let's just leave it at that.
I bet. Well, Arkan's very biased on this. You know, Arkan loves Shaq. Did you know this? Arkan's like a huge Shaq guy.
I have been told that
War like Twism, okay, and stuff like that, like War like Shaq's old brand.
That's right.
So Mytel,
I
guess.
Had all those records.
Did you have those awful Reeboks with the spirals?
Yes. No, I couldn't afford them.
Mr. Who
saved
told
up all
me,
my money, and then they went
Mr.
out of business.
Mr. Who told me recently that Mytel, when I've been overserved, is that he'll say, I don't think Shaq's looking very healthy right now. And I'll get nervous, and he'll be like, I just don't think he's in that good of health. Giants don't live that long. And I express a lot of concern, and that's when he's like, no more martinis.
Okay, and you're out. That's your last martini there. But yeah, I would guess
a
that
very specific tell.
It is. I would guess that Shaq has less body fat than Chuck.
I'm on cough medicine.
Shaq's at least got a little bit of muscle, right? Barkley can't have much muscle.
Hard
days.
To know. Shaq was doing his podcast, and he broke the chair he was sitting in recently.
Yeah, but he's giant.
Okay,
he is
Fourier
giant,
did
yeah.
that like
Fourier
6 months
also
ago.
Did that.
Fourier
fat.
Was fat when he did that.
It's fine.
Love you, Fourier. But also, like Fourier, Shaq had surgery recently, so you can't really keep yourself in that fighting
That's
shape
true,
that
yeah.
you usually do.
If we can do story time for a moment. There are two giant people that I've been around, athletes. Shaq and Will Fork are just not real human beings.
Call this part of the week story time.
Yes, they're just not real human beings with how massive they are. Just giant, fill-up-the-room people. You know, Shaq vertically, Will Fork not quite as much vertically, but just massive, massive people. Anyway, enough of that. 617-779.
Wait, that was the whole story?
They're just really big guys. No, this is my power.
Here's two big dudes.
No, no. My power rankings of largest people ever, Shaq, Will Fork, nobody else. That's
I
it.
I like stories.
And Christian Fourier.
That's all it. Yeah. No, Fourier, come on.
Jonesplaining. Shaq is big.
Shaq, Will Fork, Lebatard's dad, Fourier. That's the whole list. 617-779.
You in college.
7937. No.
Fat Dan Lebatard.
No. Jones in college. If I could ever get you a Jones in college picture for the Twitch, it
freshman
would.
Freshman 15 like you read about.
Oh, at least. So many more. So many.
Freshman 15 for your whole floor.
So many more.
And your fat daddy.
How dare you.
That Brendan Fraser movie is based on Jones in college. They had to change it because of, you know, likeness and stuff. But yeah,
right. No, it's true. The whale was based on my first few years.
More accurate than the town.
I think that's a very sad movie.
I haven't seen it. He was fat though. Okay, let's get to your feedback here. Let's get down to the real stuff. Let's see. Stephen Fall River's been waiting very patiently. Go ahead, Steve. Who's got more pressure? Steve, hello?
I'm glad you're asking it that way. It's more pressure. And it's not, neither team has pressure. I've heard the comments like, oh, they're going to be loose to get. No, they both have pressure, of course. Miami has more pressure. Why does Miami have more pressure? They get up 3-0, and now they're in danger of choking. That's a problem, no matter what you say. There's going to be a first in this series, no matter what happens. I heard no 8 seed has ever advanced to the conference finals.
Well,
so
that's not
that happened.
That's not no eight seed has won the championship. The Knicks made the finals. No 8 seed has won the title. So there won't be definitive history either way with this. But no, I mean Miami has the weight of history. There's no doubt.
Well, there
about
would
it.
Be definitive history if the Celtics come back.
That's definitive history.
Yeah,
that is. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Again, I think the Celtics have more pressure on them going into tomorrow night. What changed last night, by the way? Like, what was the biggest factor in the Celtics extending the series, and it feels turning it around at least to make it a series? We all agreed before last night this is not a series. The Celtics just won a game. Now it's a series. How did they make it so?
Well, I mean, if I'm choosing a player, I'm choosing Jason Tatum. I'm choosing the way that he defended Jimmy Butler. Basically, his whole game, the first half, and I know Arkan wants to boil it down to the first quarter when he went off. He had a beautiful dunk and everything else. But the way that he essentially face guarded Jimmy Butler for the first half of the game, like Butler didn't want it. There was a point with, I said this before, about like a minute and a half left in the first quarter, and Jimmy Butler had the ball, was bringing it up. They were on a break that was one-on-one, and he stepped back and waited for a teammate to come in, like to flare in or flare out or flash in. And he's like, I saw that and I was like, oh, Jimmy doesn't want to go right at Tatum. The next possession, I feel like he tried to make up for it, and he did that, and he clanked it right off the rim, so there's nothing there. And that was the only field goal that he attempted when Tatum was the primary defender.
So I think Tatum was a big factor in turning it around. Arkan, you felt like it was more rebounding and, well, in your Colorado Buffalo, right, Derek
White?
Yeah,
well, Derek White, and to a lesser extent, Marcus Smart, I thought when they needed it, they hit all the shots that they needed to. And I thought that Al Horford's offensive rebounding all throughout the game was really, really big. I thought that made a big impact on the Heat when they would get a stop, and they were, you know, not getting a lot of stops. When they'd get one, Horford would, you know, tap it back out or come down with it, start the offense back up. And that seemed to me, from my very not good seats, that that seemed to me like something that was really hurting the morale of the Miami Heat.
Yeah, look, the zone is a double-edged sword. They struggle to rebound out of it. The zone has given the Celtics shooting problems. And I think shooting, to me, is where it turned for the Celtics last night, or where they continue to win games. The Celtics win games one way. They win games as a front-running, three-point reigning team. They're 38-2 when they hit 40%. They hit 16 threes last night, 41%. I don't think they're going to keep shooting like that. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I don't think they're going to keep shooting like that. They're going to have to win a game differently. I know they can win games like last night. That's how they win. Can they win a different way? And is the shooting going to carry over on the road, Game 6 in Miami tomorrow night? You tell me. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with all your feedback there. And I do want to get into Joe Mazzulla. We haven't wanted to give Joe Mazzulla much credit these days. I know a lot of you out there don't want to give him much credit, or maybe you do. You can dial us up.
No, I don't think so.
If that's the case, even Joe doesn't want to give himself credit. You'll hear more of that right after.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ending with Arkin.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go, wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
The thing is, they don't got to do anything crazy. All they got to do is go out there, play hard, be aggressive, understand your role, and play through your star. Jason Tatum set the tone in this game. The rest of the role players followed. Jaylen Brown defensively was amazing. That's what they should do every game. The talent discrepancy is huge.
Yeah.
So all they got to do is go out there and play hard.
It's our buddy Scal last night, agreeing with Mego. All about Tatum last night.
Wish he had walked over to Scores to say hi to us.
Yeah, he had a standing invite.
Next time.
But he's a busy man.
I saw Scal at halftime.
Did you?
Yeah, I said, hey, Scal. He just walked right past me.
He said, are you the other gentleman?
Yes, other gentleman. That's my name.
I know. Ryan, let's get what he said. If we could properly get what he said when he saw Arkan. Because I think we all know what it was.
No.
Oh, well, it was that too. I thought it was going to be, is Adam with us? That's what I was bracing for.
That's Adam, right? That was Adam?
Nope.
You're like, I am definitely not him, Scal. Don't confuse me with him.
Is Adam with us today?
No. No, he's not. Anyway, it's Jones and Mego with Arkan, WEEI. We got your phone call, 617-779.
Almost a long weekend.
It is almost a long weekend that Mego tried to jinx last night so she didn't have to watch the Celtics on her long weekend. She showed up to the Garden last night.
Dude,
you put the hex on strong.
Too much stuff to watch this weekend. We got Celtics. We got Succession. Both could be over by the end of the weekend, and that'll really bum me out.
I don't. Well, the Celtics will be over one way or the other. The series will be over one way or the other by the end of the weekend.
Yeah, but their season could be over.
Yeah, no, their season could be over. Succession, I don't care.
Succession is going to be over either way.
Arcan,
the series finale.
Arcan, I know you're excited about that, too.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm anxious.
He sounds excited.
I'm anxious about who's going to take over Waystar Royco, for sure.
Cousin Greg.
You know
Do you
what?
Know you can put
could
money
be
on
Greg
it?
The Egg? Really?
Yeah, you can put money on it. I heard that this morning.
Interesting.
You can bet who comes out on
what
top.
What is Greg the Egg's odds right now?
Like,
know?
Who's the American CEO of Waystar Royco? I haven't checked. You should check on your FanDuel.
Okay. I
didn't know it was on FanDuel.
Yeah, we've all been wondering. Plunk down a few wagers while we'll go to some phone calls. I do want to get to Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla doesn't even want to give himself credit. Like, we know the players don't want to. Mazzulla doesn't want to give himself credit, which we'll get to coming up. But let's knock out some phones. Jim's in the car. Go ahead, Jim.
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 Hey,
hello.
Guys.
Hi. Yes.
Hey, Jim. Hey. How's it going, guys? First time caller. Love you guys.
Welcome.
Love you too.
So I want to talk to Jones, but first of all, I just want to give some props to Mego for hanging out with all that testosterone and hanging tough.
That's true.
And also her amazing sports knowledge as well.
Yes.
Thank you, Jim.
But you're welcome. The reason I'm calling is. I think the Celts are going to win for one reason, because Jones has been wrong about every series. So that means the Celts are definitely going to win.
Have I been wrong about every series?
Every single series.
Have I? I mean, I picked.
You predicted a sweep in every series.
Yeah, right, but I picked them to win every series.
Yeah. So if you're wrong about every series, then they're going to lose.
Because
you picked them to sweep. So if by the caller's logic you're wrong about every series, then the Celtics aren't.
I mean,
win.
I've been wrong about the amount of games. I've been too bullish on the Celtics. What's he talking about?
You're insane because you picked a sweep every single series,
yeah.
And each time you're like, "Yeah, but this one's a sweep."
Okay, but
like what are we talking about?
Okay, but should they, in retrospect, should they have swept the Hawks?
Yes.
Yes. Definitely.
They were never going to sweep the Sixers.
So that was probably flawed in retrospect, but I just thought that was a good matchup.
I
thought that was a good matchup.
Sixers, I was like, they're not going to sweep the Heat either.
Well, you're smarter than me, but like his point is Jones has been picking, like the tone there is I've been picking against the Celtics.
It's because you're so negative. People just assume that
I've been too bullish on the Celtics. I picked them to sweep every series. I've been too bullish.
Do you ever feel like Arcan actually flies under the radar with how negative he is about J&J?
Well, that's not flying under the radar anymore.
I think I'm being pretty upfront about it.
I think people have caught on. I
haven't exactly been cunning about it today.
Here's what I said. Let's do this. Have we done this yet? It sounded odd, too. I agree. Have we done this yet? And maybe it's too early to do the prediction, but like, I thought the Celtics, by the way, would win last night. Did you? Neither of you guys felt good about that.
No, I didn't.
Just FYI, caller. I'm the one who said the Celtics are going to win last night, not these two. Are the Celtics going to win the series?
No.
No.
No. That's a clean sweep. They're not winning the series. I still feel that way. And I'll tell you what.
What do you mean? Oh, this is a clean sweep. Okay,
the three of us are agreeing. No, mm-hmm. They are not going to win the series. I'm actually surprised we all feel that way. No, no, no. Ryan?
Yep.
Yep, they're going to win the series?
They're going to win the series.
Okay, well, there's one at least. That's good.
They're going to win the series.
So Ryan has the Celtics winning the series. I don't think they're going to win it.
Game three really screwed up everything. Like, if it was game one, game two, they go out the way they do, fine. Game three was ridiculous, and it's really infuriating when you see how they played last night. When you put those two games together, it's exactly what I expect with the Celtics. I try not to ride this roller coaster, but I maintain... For months now, the Heat stink. Jimmy Butler is overrated. Forget these guys. They absolutely should go down. As long as they're not smelling their own farts like they normally like to do after two games of playing well.
Right.
Scal nailed it. They are the better team. They should absolutely win this series.
Scal didn't nail it. They're the more talented
team. Bucks were the better team, too.
Correct. They're the more talented team. Are they the better team? We're about to find out.
Bucks were injured. Knicks were injured.
Okay.
You beat the hospital teams. Congratulations, playoff Jimmy.
The Heat have been injured. They're still going to beat the Celtics,
yeah,
I think.
Who the Celtics beat?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. So, Gabe Vincent, who we all said yesterday, well, if you're down Gabe Vincent, you shouldn't really be in the series anyway.
That's not what I'm saying. They lost Tyler Hero in the first. They lost Tyler Hero in the first round. That's a big loss. That's a starter. That's like
it's a loss.
It's a loss. That's a big loss.
It's a big loss for that team.
Yeah,
that's
agreed.
A loss.
That's for a team that needs scoring, that's a big loss. So, they've overcome that, and I haven't once
Although
been
I think
like,
he does kind of suck, though.
Okay, but whatever. But I haven't once been like, oh my God, the Celtics are beating the Heat without Tyler Herro. I'm just pointing out that they've, you know, for as banged up as Milwaukee was, and Giannis played all those games except for one.
Like, I think it's funny. Well, he was hurt, but I think it's funny that Jimmy Butler's like, the last two games are not who we are. That's absolutely who they are. You're a 44-win basketball team.
Ryan,
congratulations. You don't score any points.
Ryan,
if they don't go out there and hustle, they have no plan B.
With the Heat, during the Heat championship parade, Ryan's just going to be rocking back and forth. Like, Heat stink. The Heat stink. They're not very good.
They do.
They're a bad team.
You know what? It'll be hilarious if they do end up winning because the Nuggets are going to smoke them.
They're in the Eastern Conference Finals still. So now it's the NBA Finals we're talking about. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals still leading the Celtics. But Ryan thinks the Celtics are going to win the series. We all say no. We all say no. And I do feel that way. And by, it's not going to change if the Celtics win Game 6, by the way. Miami can come here and win a Game 7. I think. Will that change for you?
If yes.
It will.
Yeah. I said that if they won that game last night, it's a series. It's a series.
It's definitely a series.
If they win Game 6, I think my attitude will be very different.
Will yours arc end?
Swim in my wake.
Yeah, will yours arc end? If they win tomorrow night in Miami, will you turn around and say now the Celtics are winning the series?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I don't think the Celtics are winning the series. Great, you're the fourth team to force a Game 7. You're still going to lose.
I'm going to be sweating it on Game 7, for sure. But, I mean, you know, I got to stick with what... To say I think that they're going to make history and come back and win four straight after being down 3-0, I just don't feel comfortable saying that.
They're halfway there. They're halfway there.
Living on a prayer.
It's true. And even if they
work on the docks.
Even if they do pull it off, even if they do, it's an 8 seed, to Ryan's point. So they don't even get that much credit. Jose is in Providence. Go ahead, Jose.
I think all the pressure is going to be on the Celtics because as good as the Heat are, the only reason that the Celtics are down 0-3 is because of how bad the Celtics have played. So if the Celtics are playing like they're supposed to play, what chance does the Heat have?
Okay, let me flip that around. If the Celtics play like they're supposed to play, what chance do the Heat have? I agree. If the Celtics play that way, what are the odds the Celtics play that way two more games and do it four games in a row against this Miami Heat team? 1%? Like, I'm not going to say 0%, 10%. Like, it's a low percentage that the Celtics are going to do it. If the Celtics play the way they're supposed to all year, they're the best team in the league. But unfortunately, they couldn't even get the one seed in the East. They took too much time with Atlanta, too much time with Philly. They were down 0-3 to Miami. So, like, they don't do that often enough. You're right. On the nights where they do it, they're the best team in the NBA. They don't do it enough. So what's the likelihood they're going to do that in Game 6 and 7 after already doing it Games 4 and 5? I think it's very low.
Well, I keep thinking about them being able to continually shoot 40% or better from the three-point line. And Arcan, I guess I'm trying to get you a little optimistic over here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like Jaylen and Jason both only had one good quarter apiece in the last game.
They both did only have one good quarter apiece.
Okay. Yeah. And it was at least nearly a blowout.
Right.
Then doesn't that spell a different path to success in the next game?
Get him.
Oh, they could.
If they both have at least a decent game in Arcan's book?
Yeah, I don't think that getting outscored by Derek White and Marcus Smart is a recipe for success in the future, if
that's
what you're
asking.
No,
like,
I don't think so.
Shouldn't your all-NBA players, shouldn't at least one of them have a great game?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or both of them
should
have a decent
Jaylen
game?
Jaylen Brown hasn't had a good game, I don't think, this entire series. Jason Tatum has. So at least you can say that about him. But you want to tell me Jaylen Brown's had a good series?
No.
He's been awful this
series. He's had a really bad series. He was good last night.
And that's sort of my point, though, is that, you know, they both had a good quarter.
Right.
But when the other quarters they weren't as efficient scoring, and they had the slack picked up for them by Derek White and Marcus Smart. That's a fact.
But do you think that there's something absolutely wrong with them right now, or do you think that there's a possibility that they're due for a great game, which would spell a different path to success?
Well, Jason Tatum
six.
Already had a big game, so I don't know if he's going to do that again. He's capable of it, I'm sure. I don't know about Jaylen Brown. I don't know if Jaylen Brown's going to have a great game this series. I'm leaning towards no. I mean, I feel like if he had one in the chamber, we would have seen it by now, and even in the first couple rounds, when he was having, I think, much better games and much better shooting performances, he'd disappear in the fourth quarter too. So, I mean, with Brown, I'm kind of out. Tatum, I think, can do it. Brown, I'm not sure.
Let me just jump in and make this point again about Jaylen. I think I did it in the first hour. And Reggie Miller, I know he's probably on his way to Miami, but if you're listening, he's not hurt. He's not hurt. He's healthy. He's fine. The struggles for Jaylen are in his head.
He's just a lousy free throw shooter.
Whatever they are. Is it about his contract? Is it about his future in Boston? Like, I don't know what it is exactly. And Megawatt, you wrote something similar today at WEEI.com. You're like, that's a possibility about being all NBA and being supermax and the highest paid player in the league. He's whatever it is, he's not hurt. I don't think he's hurt. He was fine last night.
He didn't look hurt.
So let's be done with the he's hurt thing, Reggie.
Did I miss any other good Reggie-isms? Because I couldn't listen to the broadcast, and that's quickly becoming my favorite part of the whole series.
I don't I don't think so, Ryan. Did anything jump out to you?
No, the only thing that really was...
Stan Van Gundy liked Tyler Hero's outfit last night.
Yeah, I guess
that.
There's been big discourse between Stan Van Gundy and Tyler Hero's outfit.
He basically wore pajamas.
No, what I couldn't get over, and it's, you know, good on you Celtics fans who were in attendance last night. There was a stretch. It was Jaylen Brown hitting a three in Caleb Martin's face, and then the follow-up put-back dunk on Al Horford. I couldn't hear the announcers. Like, they were borderline shouting at one point in that game, and that was something I have not heard at the Garden the entire playoffs.
No, it was loud. It was loud for sure. 617-779-7937. We can get to your... I'm sorry.
Just because I couldn't hear, I do want to shout out Brian Barrett. Our old friend who's now with the Ringer did highlight that at one point Derek White threw a lob to Rob Williams and Reggie Miller said... That was a pass, not a shot.
It was a pass.
I thought he did say he did say that. I do
Young
recall that.
People call that the alley oop.
I thought you were going to read. Terp tweeted it was so loud at one point you had to cover your ears.
I got like scared.
Scared. You wear headphones 20 hours a week.
It was a roaring crowd, and I got overwhelmed, and I didn't realize what I was doing. I was like, looked like a 4-year-old in the crowd.
I was just going to say, Mego's like my 5-year-old son at Monster Jam.
I was like, oh, it's very loud.
That was what Lucas did at Monster Jam. Okay, let's get back to your phone calls coming up. I want to hear this. And how did I set this up, Orion? I just want to make sure I have this right. Let's hear from Missoula first, okay? Because, like, this is how bad it's gotten for Joe Missoula. We've beaten him up pretty good. How much credit do we give Joe Missoula? We don't want to give him a lot of credit. The fans don't want to give him a lot of credit. The players are like kind of half giving him a little bit of credit, but they don't want to either.
Like, he's learning.
Yeah. Even Joe Missoula doesn't want to give himself credit. Listen to this.
Joe, what's led to the connection? I mean, after game three, you said you weren't, guys were disconnected a little. And the last two games, something on the floor, off the floor. Jaylen talked about that dinner they had. Before game four, like what's happened?
One of our assistants put it in great perspective. The season's like 9 months long and we just had a bad week. Sometimes you have a bad week at work. And, you know, we obviously didn't pick the best time to have a bad week, but we did. And we're sticking together and fighting like hell to keep it alive. And the guys are really coming together.
Ah, my God, it's a great point. It's a great point. Hey, everybody has a bad week at work. We just had a bad week. The only problem is Joe Missoula didn't even come up with it. It's like the players are sitting down in the coach's chair, running his timeouts. The assistants have all the good messages to the team. Joe Missoula, he's done even fighting it. He's done even fighting it. He's like, well, let's give the assistants credit. You know, Marcus Smart in the timeout the other day. Like, Joe Missoula can't even come up with his own lines that he's giving to the team. The assistants, who have 1 foot out the door to go join Ime Udoka in Houston, they're coming up with all the good lines, all the motivational lines. I like that. I'm like, oh, yeah, it was kind of like a bad week at work, and that's a good thing to kind of galvanize the team, to steal a word from Jaylen. Let's all rally around this. We just have one bad week, but that's all. Everybody has a bad week at work. It's a good line. Too bad Joe didn't come up with it. Too bad it was the assistants who came up with it. Like, again, Joe, what do you do? What exactly do you do?
It was this assistant, Matt Reynolds. I will say in that press conference.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, this assistant, Matt Reynolds, who came up through the video room, I guess.
Next, Eric Spoelstra. Right,
yeah, exactly. Been there since 2015, but... There was a point in that press conference when Joe Missoula said something about, like, what went well on the defensive end. And he goes, well, it was execution of the game plan.
Yeah, and he said something.
Execution of the game plan. And I was like, ooh, that is a little bit of you, like, keeping your foot in the door saying, like, hey, that I planned this out.
I forget. He said it about Derek White as well. Like, you know, he stayed with our scouting report or something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, that is. So he did give himself a little bit of credit. But I found that answer, Arcand, I know you agree, to be eye-opening.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I think it's funny that, you know, even when it comes to motivation, like, the players are giving all the love to the assistants.
Right. The guy from the video room is now giving all the good lines. It's like not even the boss is in there giving the good message. It's the assistant coaches. Let me hear this, too, about this is about Missoula and his timeouts. You know, Marcus Smart has strong thoughts about how the team is coached. I thought this was another shot at Missoula. Let's hear it.
It looks like Joe was going to let the lead go to below 15 without calling a timeout. A little different for him. Why do you think he was a little more aggressive with those times?
Just want to go home. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, just like us, as individuals, as players, we learn. You know what I'm saying? He's learning. He's adapting. He's adapting to the game, the moment of the game, and what it calls for. So, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, especially in the postseason. You got to be able to adapt.
He's learning.
Doesn't that sound like timeouts?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Because, look, that's been the most dramatic difference in these last two games is really well.
He was asked about timeouts, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like he's learning about the moments of the game.
You mean Marcus is talking specifically about timeouts. Oh, yeah, no.
He's saying, like,
he is.
This is, he's figured it out. It's taken him this long, but now he understands the flow of the game, what it calls for.
Does he?
It's like, oh, really?
I mean, Missoula, I saw people trying to do this last night. Stoney Greenberg tried to do this at Barstool. I saw this. He's
classic,
like,
Stoney Greenberg.
Yeah, it's such a classic Stoney Greenberg move.
A Stoney Greenberg or whatever.
Yeah, it's not that perk. But I thought Missoula had a great game four with timeouts. Last night, people were like giving him credit for it. It's like, what'd he do? I thought he had a horrible challenge. I was shocked he won his challenge last night. I thought that was the dumbest challenge ever. And I don't remember what it was anymore. It was like, did Lowry take a charge, or Lowry attempted to take a charge? And like, but they didn't even get the bucket out of it. They just got to keep his. It was such a stupid challenge. He won it. And I was surprised he won it, but it was such a stupid challenge. I didn't think he managed his timeouts well last night, but he didn't have to do anything. Like, there was nothing to do last night.
He was
night.
Jumpy about him, though. Like, anytime the Heat got, like, two baskets in a row, he'd call
a timeout. Yeah, and that's fine, but it's just like, it was 15 points.
I also like that Marcus said that when one of the timeouts came after Marcus chucked the football pass lob down the field, like he was throwing to somebody on stilts.
I just...
And Joe Mazzulla's like, okay, timeout. And Marcus is like, yeah, that's a good time to call a timeout.
Yeah, I was getting away from you there, Joe. It was just like,
I just... move over, I'm going to run the...
Right, they can't help themselves. Like, Joe Mazzulla's so beaten down, he's giving the assistants credit because he doesn't even come up with good lines to the team anymore. And Marcus Smart is like, yeah, he's still learning. So that's our update on Joe Mazzulla. I don't know how much credit people want to give him these days, but he's attempting to save his job. We'll see if he can. Eric is in Feeding Hills. Hello, Eric.
Yes, how you doing?
Where's Feeding Hills? Should I know where Feeding Hills is? Where is that?
Western Mass, buddy.
Western Mass. What do they feed out there?
The cows, buddy.
Okay, the cows. Okay, got it.
Nice, buddy.
All right. Hey, so I saw this quote today on Twitter, and I really didn't want to believe it was real. And then I heard it played over and over again in the clips there of Jaylen Brown post game saying, you know, you let us win two, don't let us win another one. And for me, that is just like so cringe, because you only say that once, bro. You only say that once. You don't keep saying, hey, don't let us get this quarter.
I mean, I'll be honest. Did the Red Sox not do that? I don't remember. Here's what he's talking about. This is Jaylen Brown post-game on TNT.
Yeah, we just got to be consistent. Tonight, we were the tougher playing team. We set the tone from start to finish, and we had a great team win. We hit shots, and they let us get two. So don't let us get another one.
I get what he's saying. He doesn't want it to be like a catchphrase, but whatever. They won back-to-backs. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. Let them have the nice thing.
You know, if Jimmy Butler's going to sit there and post-game and go, we are going to win this series, we are going to win this game, I got zero issue with Jaylen Brown being like, listen, I warned you. Don't let us come back. You had us finished.
Yeah.
You're still like the... still down 3-2. Though.
Yeah, and
you still went down 3-0.
The difference is
they were down 3-0. Now it's 3-2.
The difference is you stole it from the Red Sox too. You know, so I mean, I don't know if the Red Sox are the first team in history to say, don't let us win one. I don't know. And what people kind of forget, Celtics, and the Celtics players probably don't know, they're too young and they weren't here. But, like, it was kind of an organic thing that Millar said. Millar wasn't on television saying it.
It was very organic the way he said it to Dan Roach yesterday.
Right, that not so organic. I say organic, the way it was captured. I mean, he was talking to Shaughnessy for what I'm sure he knew was going to be a column.
I was there to capture the moment.
But, like, Kevin Millar said it to me,
I was going
to
walk right by him.
And so, when I say it's organic, how it got captured, it wasn't organic how he said it to Shaughnessy. But, like, Smart and Jaylen the other day, it was like a premeditated stolen thing from the Red Sox. So I think it loses a little luster there too. But whatever, I'm not going to get on him too much. I still think there's more pressure on the Celtics than Miami.
Bunch of copycats over
there. Yeah. Stealing my swag, as the kids say. We'll get to your phone call. Jack and my stees. 617-779-7937. We got more of your feedback coming up. And Mega, what do we have coming up next in Megsplaining?
Who knows? I wasn't there.
Our boss tried to encourage me to do a certain Megsplaining. I'm going to explain why I'm not going to do that one.
Oh.
And there's a much more interesting threat that I want to take on.
Okay. Well, that's all coming up next with Megan Onalini and Meg's Place.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI, New England Sports Arena.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Original.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
So you guys know that I crowdsource Meg-splaining from time to time.
Yeah, periodically, yep.
I see you doing it on Instagram sometimes, yes.
Sometimes. So yesterday, Ken came up to me at our remote show... And he said that he had a Meg-splaining idea.
That's always great when he has some ideas.
And he said, usually they are, but he said, why don't you talk about Memorial Day weekend traffic?
Can I get a no kin on three? One, two, three.
No kin.
So I missed this.
What is the deal with traffic?
Well, I said, what am I supposed to talk about? And he was like, you know, how people can avoid traffic or what they can do with it. I'm like, okay, first of all, if you had to sit in Memorial Day traffic to go somewhere nice, F off. Like, you're lucky. You get to go somewhere nice. Oh, no, we're not going to make the ferry to Nantucket. Yep. Oh, no.
Right, sure.
Like, shut up.
So, I'm dreading traffic out of here a little bit tonight.
That's a different thing.
We're right by Boston Calling. That's going to screw things up.
It screwed up a little bit on the way in.
Screwed up a little bit on the way for me, yes.
Oh, not for me.
A little bit.
Maybe you should get here earlier.
That's fair.
I'm just teasing.
But Boston Calling, Memorial, I'm a little worried about leaving here, but it's not like I'm going anywhere this weekend.
I think that's fair. But yeah. It's like, okay, you have to accept that you have somewhere nice to go, and that's, you're very fortunate, and traffic's going to be bad.
Yeah.
The only time is like if you're a year-round Cape Codder or something, like if you live there and traffic is coming in, then you get to complain because you're like, oh, the summer people are here. Gross.
Right.
You know, then you get to be on your high horse about it. Otherwise, you're part of the problem.
Right.
What am I supposed to say to that?
Yeah, you're just clogging up the highways going down to the Cape, which yeah. I the worst thing in the world. I'm with you. That's why you go north instead of the Cape.
Yeah,
I'm going north.
So right. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Like, okay, I'm part of the traffic. I'm
sure.
Not going to get mad at other people in traffic. Like, argh, why are you also going the same place I'm going?
Oh,
so
I mean,
dumb.
I mean, I'll get mad at them, but like, well, what can you do? I'll definitely get mad at them, though. There's no doubt about that.
So we're not doing a Meg-splaining.
No, we're not.
I wanted to Meg-splain
why I'm not Meg-splaining that.
I'll internalize my anger. I'm not going to beep at people. That was a Meg-splaining.
Yes. Well, no, you beep too quickly at red lights.
That's what it was.
Count to three.
We need beep etiquette is what
One,
it was.
One, two,
that
three.
Is insane.
One, two, three. That is
count
not that
three.
Long
you're
to
nuts.
Count. Okay, you're crazy.
It does seem like
One,
you kind of have
go.
A take on traffic, but that's not what you want to do today. So, okay, what is it?
Okay, so there's a much bigger problem, and this may just be mostly Boston, but I wonder if it's elsewhere too. There's too many things that are on the road right now that are not cars. Like, for a while, it was, oh, cyclists are so annoying, stupid bike lanes.
Still are, by the way.
You know, yeah, they're always annoying. They're always going to be around, whatever. So... Now I'm noticing there's a lot of things that are not cars that are also motorized.
Ooh, I got one.
And they go on the roads in the city, and I'm just terrified that I'm going to hurt someone when I'm in the car.
So you're talking
about...
Because they're
very... Okay, can I outline what
yeah.
some of them are?
Yeah.
Okay, one is like the motorbike. Whatever the motorbike thing is...
The scooter?
It's like between a Vespa and a motorcycle.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's like
an
undersized motorcycle, and it scares the crap out of me because sometimes it's really loud. And sometimes it's like, it's not quite a dirt bike. It's not a four-wheeler or anything like that. I know people have like political ideas about those. But like...
Do they?
Oh, you've clearly never covered local politics.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Just
There's
sports.
Certain legislators who are like, we got to outlaw these dirt bikes. Like, this is just... There's these little miniature motorcycles on the road, and they... terrify me because they just come out of nowhere, swerve in between traffic and everything. And then you've got kind of the stand-up scooter. Fourier
yep.
is one of these people.
He rides around on those things?
He used to ride his scooter. I don't know if he still does, but he used to ride his motorized scooter over from the Ruggles station to Fenway. To
need a
Fenway
new boiler?
Studio.
So he put on all that weight. He wasn't walking around anywhere. He's just motorized
I'm like,
everywhere.
You're going to die. you're going to get hit by something.
He's fallen off several times.
Those things move scary fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All these things move quickly. Okay, there's two others. One is whatever the one wheel thing is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know that thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like
we saw someone in Fenway out on the sidewalk.
Yeah, the stupid hoverboard thing.
I hate those things.
Yeah.
And I've seen in my neighborhood people riding around on them like in the lane where the car goes.
Really?
Like, what are you doing? Dude, like, first of all, of course they're not wearing helmets.
Right.
And where I'm like dorky, I'm like, oh, you should really wear a helmet. That thing looks like it's going like 12 miles
per hour.
Avoiding
brain damage is really a nerdy thing to be a part of.
That is, but yeah.
That thing is awful. And then just, I see a little bit less of this. And I told you guys half of this take the other day. But the electric skateboards, it's not the one wheel thing. Have you ever seen somebody with the electric skateboard?
I don't think so.
It's
I don't know.
Like
I don't
a
know
motorized
if I've seen that one.
Skateboard.
I've seen the first three.
It looks kind of like a longboard.
Okay.
And then it has like a little motor on the back and you can just ride it around.
Yeah.
And it also looks dangerous as hell. I'm like, I'm not calling for government regulation or whatever, but how are these things everywhere? I feel like I can't drive in my neighborhood without something like right by my car. And I'm like, what the hell was that?
These are mostly like, neighborhood streets, or these are like highways and stuff, or like.
I don't see them on like 93.
No, but I mean, but even more like,
that would be nuts.
But like they're like neighborhood roads, not like a more main road.
Yeah, but they're busy city streets. It's not like a sleepy road in Charleston.
But I'm just trying to figure out where you're talking about. Okay, so they're like busy streets.
Like, okay, let's say like West Broadway in South Boston.
Okay, that's a busy road, yeah.
There's a lot of cars. There's a lot of traffic on that road. There's a lot of people turning in every direction and everything, and one of these things zips out in the middle. It's like, woo! I'm on a hoverboard. I'm like, holy crap!
Yeah, I guess most of my issue with that, it's dangerous and like, right, what are you doing on the road? Most of my issue with it is as long as they're driving like cars, I don't have a big issue with it. My issue is what you just said, where they're like weaving in and out of traffic, or
no,
like
there's no laws,
like running red lights, and I'm like, come on, like all right, fine, you're driving.
Yeah.
I'm looking the other way. You're driving your stupid motorized scooter or whatever on the road. Like, fine, can you stop at the red light, or can you not just like weave in between everybody in traffic? Like, just if you're gonna act like a car, just act like a car. That's really my only.
And then
minimal.
You go up on the sidewalk, and then you come off the sidewalk, and all of a sudden you're in the road again. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
That to me, because again, I love the idea of like bike lanes are ruining traffic. Like, yeah, what, you thought this city's ever had good traffic?
I'm just scared that they're in my blind spot because it's like a human-sized thing that's just zipping around.
1,000%. So I'm just going off on a tangent here to make a point. Like, I don't really mind the bike lane thing. The outrage about bike lanes cracks me up. Like, we're not going to have traffic if we get rid of bike lanes. Like, we've always had traffic, you morons. But like, when bikes are riding in the street, driving like cars, but then running red lights and weaving in and out, that's annoying. Like, just, if you're going to be a car, be a car. I'll look the other way. If you're going to be a car, just stop at the red light. Don't weave in and out of everybody, because that's annoying. Because now you're trying to have it both ways, and I don't like that.
You guys aren't going to like this, but that doesn't bother me that much.
Which?
When cars or bikes or whatever are doing that stuff, because I sort of feel like, well, if one of them does something stupid around me, it's not going to hurt my car.
my God, hurt like, the person.
I'm not going to hit, like, if they're weaving all around and then get hit by a car, you know what I mean? It's like, it's
what
their fault.
What if they get hit by your car?
Well, it's their if it's their fault, you know,
okay,
what do you want me to say?
Arcan, you're not going to feel bad?
Not really.
Oh, my God.
Why? It's not my fault. I'm just driving around. One of them comes flying out of nowhere and T-bones me or something, goes flying over the hood. What am I supposed to feel bad about?
Arcan's like, I'm having a checkout.
Oh,
I'm just driving
okay.
Off.
They're
so,
the ones who should be careful, not me. They're the ones who need to be careful.
Oh, I feel,
I'm in a car.
I'm supposed to feel bad about your broken neck?
Yeah. Be more careful.
I'm with
Watch where you're going.
Have you ever seen?
I'm absolutely with Arcad.
Wait, do you guys ever see this
Don't
stuff?
Don't get
by
mad
suburban
at the shark
boys?
When it bites you, stupid.
Let me just tell
by
you.
My suburban boys.
I'm not hitting anybody on purpose.
Let me just tell you. The Twitch chat, I've never seen the Twitch chat pop quite like that. The Twitch chat is agreeing with Arcad in unison. It is no mercy, Arcad. Doc Arcad speaks the truth. I mean, the Twitch chat just blew up in agreement with Arcan.
Why do people keep calling you
Doc
Arcan?
He's a doctor.
Yeah, right, because he's got his medical degree. What do you mean?
That's right.
A caller called you Doc Arcan, and now people in the Twitch chat are calling you Doc Arcan. What is this?
I don't know.
Is this something you're doing on your Saturday show?
Why do people call Julius Erving Dr. J? I mean,
are you
who
doing
knows?
Something he's weird? Are you starting a weird nickname for yourself?
No.
Are you sure?
If it was, it'd be something other than Doc Arcan. I don't know what it would be. It would be something like some kind of tool, or like the hammer or the wrench or something. That's what I would be. I
you'd
be Doc
nickname
Arcan.
Yourself the wrench.
I got to imagine.
Circular.
I got to imagine
Arcan,
the pliers.
I got to imagine the Twitch chat is turned on Doc Arcan. I have to imagine you just lost the whole Twitch chat, Arcan. You had him with you. You had him with you. They were on your side. I'm pretty sure you just lost the whole Twitch chat with that.
You can't give yourself a nickname anyway.
Okay, you definitely don't want to give yourself the wrench.
Hey, it's a cool nickname.
Here comes the wrench.
Here comes the wrench.
Frank Wrench.
Wrenches are useful.
Who is Frank Wrench? That's Arrested Development, right?
Yeah.
That's a character.
He had a show, Wrench.
That was Alan Wrench.
That's what it was. He had a show, Wrench. So we're not complaining about traffic. We're complaining about motorized vehicles that are not cars.
I'm scared. Don't bring them around me. Don't buy me one. If I ever have children and they ask for one, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Also, why are all skateboarders bad at skateboarding? You never see a skateboarder who's doing anything but like eating crap on the side of the road.
So Meg's planning for another day.
Yes.
Crowdsourcing doesn't always mean that everybody gets one, including the boss here. Ken got shot down on his crowdsourced Meg-splaining earlier today. You guys can weigh in.
Keep the suggestions coming, though.
617-779-7937. I don't know that Ken's going to send in any more suggestions after you brutally slapped that down. We'll get to more of your feedback coming up. I do want to, of course...
There's so much traffic!
circle back to the Celtics. Your feelings on them, their mindset going into Game 6. Is it the right mindset? We'll do that next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.